Item 16, reconsideration of public hearing. Good morning.
Good morning. This is a request for a public hearing for April public hearing to consider amendments to Chapter 4, VAC 20-950-10, pertaining to black sea bass, to establish a 2019 recreational fishery management measures in accordance with the results from the 2019 recreational season. The 2018 recreational black sea bass fishery was managed by a 12.5-inch minimum size limit, total length, and a 15-fish possession and open season from May 15th through December 31st. So in February, federal waters were open. Both North Carolina and Virginia participated in this fishery. If you recall, last year we harvested about 6,459 pounds of black sea bass. We had, with this option was provided to FMAC. They made a recommendation to us to look at, to approve this fishery, and then the commission approved this fishery in January as well. So what's the table in front of you is looking at the monitoring, participation, effort, and landings in 2018 and 2019. And what you'll notice is that on permittees, slightly lower amount of permittees in 2019 compared to 2018, very similar amount of trips, total of 70 trips in 2019. We sampled almost three times as many trips this year as we did last year. We collected just over 1,200 biological samples, which is four times the amount of samples that we collected last year. And then we had a total amount of 4,398 black sea bass reported, over 10,000 pounds in February. So this table looks at the average catch rate in terms of numbers of fish, or the average catch rate of all fish that are kept and released by mode. So the charter captain, their average catch was 11 fish, which is approximately 73% of their possession limit. Possession limit is 15 fish per person. The private angler caught an average of 9 fish, or approximately 60% on average. So now, what we're looking at is the number of days that we would have to forfeit to achieve those landings that we harvested in February. So using the daily landings rate from Wave 3 or Wave 5, as recommended by FMAC and suggested by the Commission, it would take at least 21 days to account for those landings. FMAC, we had a meeting last night with FMAC. They understand that 21 days would be necessary to account for those additional landings. They also asked that we explore other options, looking at landings from other waves, waves 4 and wave 6. We will be exploring other options and providing their recommendation to you at the public hearing. Staff requests that the Commission approve an advertisement to consider amendments to Chapter 4, VAC 20-950-10, pertaining to black sea bass, to establish the 2019 recreational fishery management measures in accordance with the results from the 2019 February recreational season. Thank you.
Any questions by members of the commission?
Comments? We got time for me to talk.
Sure. First, I really want to thank Rob for getting us this, and his people for getting us this February fishery. The person in charge of your survey, and is it Dan? Is that his name, or the one who did the dockside survey?
Yeah,
Jeff Allen. He and his people were amazing. They were really in some pretty nasty conditions. They were pretty amazing. The times they would meet us to dock to count and weigh our fish and measure them. The law enforcement was awesome. I mean, they were there every single time we came in. Again, in some not nice conditions, and their attitude was pretty amazing. If I had to be there at that time doing this kind of stuff, I'd be kind of grumpy. But our law enforcement was pretty amazing. Your surveyors were amazing, and the work you did to get us this fish were amazing. And it's very gratifying to me that ASMFC is taking our numbers that you've collected and using that. So I guess I'm just saying well done, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, and it was
a big group effort, and the benefit this year was that we had a little more lead-in time than last year for planning, so we were able to plan a little bit better. You're right, law enforcement was very good in getting out and making sure we had the monitoring, because that's important. Mainly, I think that the benefit of the coverage and the biological sampling and law enforcement monitoring and being on head boats and accessing private boats is that it's going to be very difficult for Mid-Atlantic Council or ASMSC not to endorse this as we go forward. And that was the main objective, to make sure this can be sustainable for our fishing public. And, so I know that some other states shied away from this February fishery because they didn't want it to cut into their other times of the year, but certainly the FinFish Management Advisory Committee said this is well worth it to go ahead and have this fishery. And so the notable thing, we had two boats from New Jersey, I think,
sure,
that came down and participated. So maybe next time around New Jersey, we'll give it second thought. So, but on behalf of staff, thank you, and I'm sure law enforcement knows very well that they've done a great job as well. So.
I was very impressed by everyone.
I did want to mention one thing about the staff recommendation because of what happened last night. Last night, FMAC wants to look at a lot of different scenarios as far as when the 21 days would occur that we would be able to remove from the May 15th to December 31st normal season. And because of that, we're going to have to get back to them with an email and get them to do a poll to tell us which days are the best, and we can report that to you on April 23rd. But for that reason, we would like to advertise this broadly, not specific dates, but just indicate the 21 days of the May 15th through December 31st period will have to be forfeited owing to the results from the February fishery. And the last thing is, this has gone out. Alex's analysis went to the Mid-Atlantic Council 2 days ago, and they had a couple questions which were easily answered. So we know that that will also pave the way for as we go forward to know that we also can stay on top of the data aspect of this. So thank you very much.
Further comments, questions?
One more.
Dr. Neal, please.
You're saying 21 days, but skip on it in the middle of the summer. It might be more than 21 days.
It could be, depending on the time. That's what's changed a little bit. If it had been stuck in wave three, May, June, or wave five, September, October, then it would be 21 days. If we start looking for other small periods that don't have as much harvest, then the days go up a little bit. But they left off last night with looking in June to start it off with. So, that's still wave three, so we'll see what happens there. Okay.
Any further comments? It's a pleasure to the commission.
Move to accept staff request for public hearing.
Motion made by Dr. Neal to accept staff recommendation for public hearing pertaining to black sea bass. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.